Have you been listening to the podcast and getting value from the show? If so, I've got a small favor to ask, because over the next few months, we're going to be making some changes to better serve you. Now, I could keep creating episodes based on what I think would be most helpful, but I would much rather get this right. So instead of guessing, I want to understand where you are right now and the real challenges you, your organization, and your team are facing. That's why I've put together a very short 90-second survey. It'll help me better understand you and how I can serve you at a much higher level. And as a thank you, the first 30 people who complete it will receive a free signed copy of one of our books. To take part, just go to the show notes and click the link titled Leadership Survey. Or you can go directly to letsgrowleaders.com/podsurvey. PODSURVEY. It'll take less than 2 minutes. I really appreciate your input. It will genuinely help shape the future of the show. In this episode, you'll get specific communication tools you can use to lead with heart and build that results-focused, human-centered culture, even when you're angry and upset. Welcome to Leadership Without Losing Your Soul, a podcast helping human-centered leaders master communication to accelerate your team's performance, reduce stress, and build a career with the respect and influence you deserve. I'm your host, David Dye, president of Let's Grow Leaders. Welcome to the show. In this episode, I'm going to share with you 5 questions you can ask yourself when you're angry and frustrated, as well as specific words you can use with your team that will help you manage your emotions and not let them unravel your culture, drive performance and get results without crushing your team's morale, and you'll model what healthy accountability looks like when you're under pressure. So let's get to it. When you're frustrated at work, it's rarely just a single moment that does it. It's usually patterns. You've set clear expectations. You've checked for understanding. Your team, at least you think, they should now know what good looks like, but here you are again. The data's a mess, their preparation's lazy, they can't answer an obvious question, they miss a key moment, they dodge an issue, they show up completely off tone for the conversation. You're frustrated, and justifiably so. The challenge here is that what you say next will either reinforce your culture or completely unravel it. And in that kind of a flashpoint, there are 2 temptations that show up. And these are both extremes, right? So the first one is you might reach for a diaper genie type of response. And if you're a longtime listener of the show, you're familiar with the diaper genie. What do we mean by the diaper genie? This is where you wrap that stinky message, just like that poop, you wrap it in so much softness and spin that the real issue gets buried. I mean, after all, they should know. Maybe if you just give them a nudge, you think. And it smells better for the moment, but the mess remains. Nothing changes. We call that diaper genie response. It's where you're wrapping it in plastic. You're sandwiching it. You're keeping it, the smell away from you. And if you can't smell it, you can't solve it. Nothing changes. So that's kind of a diaper genie response. On the other end, you might blow your top. Shame, blame, sarcasm, intimidation, a sharp comment, sarcasm, an eye roll, a public takedown. And these are all those courage-crushing behaviors. Shame, blame, intimidation, they shut people down and they'll drive your best talent away. No one needs to deal with that. Or you can make a shift. This is the third response. If those are our first two, the third response is a clear, direct, emotionally steady response where you name the issue, you drive the conversation forward without disguising the truth or damaging the relationship. So what is this third response? It's not just a script. It's really a decision. It's a decision you make about what you'll say when you're frustrated and still want to respond in a human-centered way that combines, that lands in the end, that combines confidence and humility and focuses on results and relationships. It's grounded, centered, specific, and it's action-oriented. So before you speak, there are 5 questions that you can ask yourself, and these don't take very long. And when you're super fired up, when you're feeling really frustrated, these questions will help reset your entire attitude, way of responding, and make sure and manage your emotions before you get to the response. So the first of these questions is, what's my intent right now? What do I really want here? And this is one of those gut check questions, because if you're inclined to go either the diaper genie or the blow up route, either of those probably aren't what you really want. And so when you can just pause and say, what do I really want here? What's my intent? Are you trying to create clear accountability? Are you trying to raise the bar? Are you trying to, is your intent to fix this recurring problem for good? What do you want to change because of the conversation? If all you want is to momentarily feel better, well, then popping your cork or avoiding it might do that for you. But odds are that's not what you really want. So what's your intent here? Quick question to ask yourself. Question number two, what specifically needs to change? The more that you can get specific about what needs to change, the more likely you are to be able to communicate that. So is it effort? Is it follow through? Is it awareness? Is it specificity with relationship to the standards that you're trying to achieve? And then the third question, how might they see this? How might your team be looking at this issue? Is it possible they're overwhelmed? Are they stuck? Are they avoiding something? Are they genuinely unaware of the situation? Are they lacking a fundamental skill? How's it look from their perspective? Question four, what's the one message I need them to hear? Really boil this down for yourself. Strip it down. No disclaimers, just one clean point. What's the simplest, most concise way you can communicate what's on your mind here? And then the fifth question is, what do you expect them to do next or to do differently, and by when? You don't want to have this conversation again, but if there's no commitment or follow through, you're just venting. So you schedule the finish with a clear timeline where they'll show you their follow through. And at least in my experience, this is the part that most leaders who have recurring problems with frustration or recurring problems with diaper genie avoidance miss the boat. This is where the real problem sets in. You can have a great conversation, but if you're not scheduling the finish, you're not scheduling that follow through, you end up having the same things happen over and over again. And that's where your frustration builds and eventually you explode. So if you need more on scheduling the finish, I'd recommend that you head back and check out episode 302, the whole episode just on scheduling the finish and how you have that conversation. But the idea here is that you're going to schedule the follow through. When are you specifically meeting with that person to discuss their changed behavior, the results, and inspect what you expect and make sure that it's happening? And if there are any other issues that they're running into, it gives you a chance to problem solve those. Okay, so you've got your three responses. You've got diaper genie, the avoidance, the courage-crushing response where you blow your cork, and then the third response. So let's take a look at some specific scenarios and what these three types of responses might look like for each of those scenarios. So first up, let's say you get some data that's vague, messy, or overwhelming. And you've already, again, all of these scenarios, you've already had the expectation-setting conversations. You've checked for understanding. They've demonstrated they know what you're talking about. So if you get vague data or it's messy or overwhelming, a diaper genie response where you're avoiding it might sound like, you know, this isn't quite what I was looking for. You know, I'll go ahead and fix it. That courage crushing response might be something like, this is an effing mess. My fifth grader could do better than this. But a third way response where you're focused on the intent and getting to resolve the problem might sound like this. Okay, here's your report. What's the intent of this report? How can you tell that story as simply as possible? My expectation for data is this, and your role is to provide that. What support do you need to ensure that all of your future reports and presentations meet that standard? All right, your next presentation, your next report is due 2 weeks from now. Let's get together and see how that looks. And here's another scenario. Let's say they're not addressing a known performance issue. So this is, you're a senior leader or middle manager, and you've got a team leader who's not addressing a known issue on their team. Your avoidant, your diaper genie response might be, you know, I'm sure you've got the plan, just keep me posted. Your blow your top response might look like, I am out of patience, just fire them or I'll fire you. Your third response, that third way, might look like this. What's your plan to handle this and by when? How will I receive an update? How do you plan to get on top of these kinds of issues more proactively in the future? All right, let's get together in 2 weeks and you can brief me on how you've handled this. You get the idea. All right, let's just take one more here. They misstep publicly, so maybe their tone or clothing or behavior, something was way out of line for the situation. And again, these are normal situations, happens. But you're seeing a pattern. This has happened again. All right. Your diaper genie avoidant response, you might say something soft like, you know, let's just be a little more mindful next time. Easy for them to blow off. Your courage-crushing response, what, were you raised in a barn? Didn't your mama teach you how to act? And finally, our third response, hey, what do you see as the consequences of what happened here? What's the lesson learned? How are you going to ensure that that never happens again? Or how are you going to ensure that this is always the way it needs to be going forward? And again, set up some time to meet with the individual and review how it's going, how their new behavior, whatever their commitment they've made, how it's going in practice. When you're justifiably frustrated at work, this third response, this third way of response gets you out of the blur it or blow it kind of a trap. You protect your standards and culture without putting the other person on the defensive. You're steady, you're direct without being soft on the issue. You reinforce what matters without crushing the person's morale, and you're modeling what healthy accountability looks like even when you're under pressure. The stakes may be very high. And so we have to deal with the situations. That's how courageous cultures get built, one response at a time. And when you're frustrated at work, the worst thing you can do is speak in a way that makes things worse. So don't disguise the truth and don't detonate and blow up. Pause. Get clear. Ask yourself those five questions. What's your intent? What specifically needs to change? How might they see this? What's the one message you need them to hear? And how do you expect them to address it? What do you expect them to do next and by when? Schedule that finish. Ask yourself those questions to get clear and then say what needs to be said. Set the tone for what happens next, then follow through and watch your culture change. And listen, I understand these conversations are not easy. And ultimately, that's why we've put together an entire leader's guide to powerful phrases for these kinds of workplace conflict scenarios that you and your team can use to navigate all of them, all those tough conversations at work. This is a free guide that will help you reduce stress, improve morale, productivity, and it's yours free. Go to letsgrowleaders.com/podcast and download it today. And if you enjoyed this episode, make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any of these practical communication skills to help you accelerate your team's performance, reduce stress, and build a career with the respect and influence you deserve. Thanks as always to our producer and sound engineer, Brooke Bradford at Sheep and Space Digital Business Services, and Laura at Bruck Marketing for the work on this episode. Until next time, when you're angry, ask yourself these five questions. Have the conversation you need to have and be the leader you'd want your boss to be.
The UPS Store is making packing and shipping Easter gifts quicker than ever this year with UPS Air. How quick? Quicker than a walk around the park. Quicker than eating all the Easter candies. Quicker than finding a golden egg that you know is stuffed with cash. When you ship UPS Air at the UPS Store, your items arrive on time or your money back. Guaranteed at no extra cost. Exclusively at the UPS Store U.S. retail locations. Send Easter joy on time at the UPS Store. Visit theupsstore.com/airguarantee for full details. Terms and conditions apply.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.